Hello, Lithcast listeners. This is Daniel Friedlander. And this is what I'm going to call, we'll call this a Lithcast Lit. You know, it's sort of like a little mini version of Lithcast. I only want to discuss briefly about what's going to happen the next few days because I did the exact same thing last year. And so I'll do so this time. I haven't spoken to you guys in quite a while, unfortunately. What can I say? I've been a little busy. But I have to get, we've been mostly preparing for what I'm going to be talking about today. With regard to, you know, doing things like E3 and getting our live video stream, which you may have not heard of yet if all you do is subscribe to the podcast. But today is the official word comes out. Right now it's about 7 o'clock Pacific time on Saturday, July 7th. And I wanted to just talk about a little, something we're going to be doing next week. So at Lithcast, if you've been to the forums and you know, if you've been hanging out there and you can join that by going lithcast.com/forums. If you've been hanging around there, you've probably heard the discussion that we're going to be doing a live stream of the Nintendo press conference. Now, I think a lot of other sites are actually doing this too. It was kind of annoying because I remember last year thinking, oh, I'm going to do something so unique. And oh my goodness, if I can do something really unique, like, oh, I don't know, do a live stream, it'll be great. So anyways, this year, I am doing just that. So I can finally, you know, sort of put the rumors to rest. It's really going to happen. We are really going to be doing a live stream of Nintendo's E3 media briefing. And this is the thing where, you know, it's when they have the really big show. This time, not at the Kodak Theater as it usually is. This time it's at the Santa Monica Civic Auditorium, which I hope will be okay. I hope it won't be too small. Kodak Theater is a pretty hard venue to top. I'm not going to E3 convention, you know, the show at all this year. The press conference is going to be next Wednesday, that's July 11th, at 9 a.m. Pacific time. That's GMT minus 8. 8 hours, negative 8 hours Greenwich Mean Time, 9 a.m. If you go to lithcast.com, there's I'm going to be putting up a little official press release there as far as how this thing's going to work. But basically, let me give you a little story about what's happened here, what's transpired. And I'll remind you about the times in just a moment. So how it works is that we've been sort of in deliberations with Nintendo's PR firm. Oh, by the way, the audio quality doesn't sound quite as good as it usually is. It's probably because I don't have my full setup here. I sort of had to do this very quickly, and I sort of have to leave momentarily, but I just wanted to do this very quickly. So we have it so that what's going to happen is, and you might be wondering, well, how can you possibly accommodate the bandwidth for the live stream? If you go to lithcast.com right now, in fact, not right now, because it might be in the June archives by now, there's a video about our live stream setup. The only missing link was being able to go from our setup to the Lithcast, to our infrastructure, to then going to Lithcast. I'm not worried about bandwidth at all. We've got that covered. In addition to that, I think that it's going to be a very good press conference. But like I said, the missing little thing was being able to do the bandwidth between our setup and Lithcast. So, between our setup and lithcast.com, that's all been, to be honest with you, Nintendo was not very responsive when we were asking them. We had invitations to the press conference, myself and, some crew members will be working on the camera setup, and we'll be going to E3 early. We're going to be leaving here about 4 or 5 a.m., on Wednesday morning, because driving up, and then we'll get there. We're going to be in the broadcast media section this year, so I know this in advance. just like last year. But this year we're going to be shooting it in high def. I mean, I don't know how much difference it's going to make or whether we're going to offer it in high def, but you know, we'll definitely offer an iPod form, and it'll be on the RSS feed. In addition to that, we'll also be doing a live stream. Now, the live stream, like I say, Nintendo, the missing thing was, and actually, I was calling around Nintendo. It took me about a year to figure this out. Evidently, the company that puts on the actual production of the briefing, you know, stayed, you know, I talked to them, and they said they were actually going to be bringing in T1 lines, which is sort of like a really big internet connection. And we're trying for years and years to get on this T1 line, because I don't really mean years, I mean like weeks, because they just weren't very responsive. You know, we're not the production company, but some of the Nintendo people, and it's such a big bureaucracy there. It's not so easy to get stuff done. So because of that, it took us a while. And just yesterday they said, sorry, no go. We can't give you T. We've maxed out our T1s. And I'm thinking, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? So what we did, what I did, because we love our listeners so much, is I went out and I got, I mean, I'm not a Sprint subscriber, but I got a Sprint EVDO Rev A card. I've been getting speeds of about 1,000 kilobytes per second downstream, about 600 upstream. And we're going to try to use that and then redistribute that. I hope it'll work. We've been doing some tests. The problem is these are last minute tests. And the only thing that's been a problem so far really is the audio. The video seems to be very smooth on this connection. But realize I had to be on a 2-year contract for this. So, I mean, I'm not only doing that because you guys are very important to us and, you know, listeners above all else are really what we care about. And so I really do hope that, you know, you'll reward us for all of our troubles and you'll watch. That's all we ask, is that you watch on E3. I'm going to be putting up a little release up on lithcast.com, the main page, a little information about this. Actually, this audio file will probably be included with that. And I'm going to probably put that on Dig because we want to get that spread around. But you know, I really hope this works. Unfortunately, because this is all a gamble when we're using these Sprint cards. It's kind of a gamble because I've never been to the Santa Monica Civic Auditorium. I'm not going to be there the day before to check and see if the Sprint card works. According to the coverage map, it seems that it works. I believe it works. If I remember correctly from the coverage map, when we had a lot of problems with these Sprint cards, I got one that wouldn't work with my computer, so I had to go and get another one, and they messed up the number, so I was on hold for a while. So we've really gone through a lot to try to get this live stream up. I think we've probably gone through more than anybody else who's had to do this. We had to pretty much build our own camera setup here from scratch. So I really do hope that you enjoy the live stream. I mean, it's very important to us. Everything else is pretty much finalized. I do look forward to seeing you guys. And if it doesn't work, if in the end we have technical problems and it doesn't work, I really hope you will appreciate the effort we put in to trying to get this to work. So I really just wanted to mention what our plan is for the next few days of E3. In addition to that, the other thing I wanted to mention was the following. I don't know if I mentioned this before. I don't think I did. But the other thing is that, so starting July 16th, we're going to be having our first big ad campaign. It's going to be a 16-week campaign for Castrol Motor Oil. This is good news for you guys because it means podcasts are guaranteed. They have signed up a deal for 15 podcasts within 16 weeks. So that means you're going to be getting one almost every week with only 1 week missed after July 16th. I don't plan on doing all 15 of them in the last week. So you guys should look forward to a summer full of Nintendo podcasts. And I really look forward to seeing you guys, having you guys watch the E3 live stream. A lot of you seem very excited on the message boards. You know, we're not going to let Nintendo or whoever stop us from doing this live stream. We really care about you guys. And so we went out and got a Sprint Evdo card, even though I'm not a Sprint subscriber. So this is all, you know how much fun it is to deal with wireless providers sometimes. And so we'll hopefully have a really good experience. We've prepared on Lithcast for the bandwidth, so don't worry about it. Just go to lithcast.com and I'll reiterate the time for you, and then I'll put it up on Lithcast. And I think we're going to even have a little thing there where you could sign up for a reminder email the morning of. And it'll send you that email at 6 a.m. on the morning of, I believe. So we really want to make it very easy for you to remember to tune into Lithcast. There's no login or anything required. You just go to the site. There might be a link you click to go to another page on Lithcast. But no accounts required. You just sit there and you watch the whole thing live. We tested the delay. The delay is about 4 seconds, so you're not missing anything. you're not gonna be missing that much. We've been doing our latency tests. So once again, it's go to lithcast.com on the main page. There'll be some options for the official release. If you forget the date, there could probably be a place for an email reminder. And we'll be sure to put you on the list, and we'll send out I'm going to send out the reminders as soon as I leave on Wednesday morning. So I really want to thank you guys who are the listeners for making this possible. Without your listenership, we wouldn't have we wouldn't have any clout or anything to even go to this press conference. And it's one of the most fun things, at least for me, just because I really like seeing, you know, Nintendo products, and I really get a lot of enjoyment out of knowing that, well, there could be hundreds, maybe thousands of people tuning into this live stream, or hundreds or thousands of people maybe downloading the podcast later on of it. By the way, the live stream will not be in HD. It's okay quality. Let's just leave it at that. So long as everything works well, it'll be okay quality. I've been doing some more tests. I plan doing more tests a little later. So once again, go to lithcast.com. We'll give you an email reminder if you want one. The I'll be on the main page. It'll be a little PSA, probably along with this audio file, and we will be broadcasting it live at 8 a.m. is 8 a.m. is when I have to get there. 8 a.m. is the check-in time. I've got to get there. I keep thinking 8. 9 a.m. Pacific time, Pacific Daylight Time. I believe that's minus 8 Greenwich Mean Time. Minus 8 Greenwich Mean Time on Wednesday, July 11th at 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. It's a one hour conference. And we've taken in all the necessary precautions. The other thing that is tentative to the for this is whether the message boards, the forums, will be open for business during the stream. The only reason I say that is because it's not that we're so worried about bandwidth, but because the forums require, because they're a script, require CPU resources. But we do want to give you a platform for talking about it. Regardless of whether the forums are up, there is a chat built in, I believe. So you shouldn't have to worry about that. I think we're probably going to keep the forums up, but just in case we don't, you know that there will probably be a live chat there as well. Will I be on the live chat? I'll probably be watching the live chat, but we'll be busy maneuvering the cameras, and so I probably won't be typing or anything. Anyways, Lithcast listeners, I hope you will enjoy our summer of very plentiful Lithcasts. Like I say, 15 Lithcasts within 16 weeks. And I hope you will all stick around. for our E3 coverage. I hope if you can't make it to the live stream, I hope you can all take the opportunity to download the podcast of it later. And I really want to thank everybody who you know, sort of with their words of encouragement on the message boards, and who always knew we could get this done. Anyways, this is Daniel Friedlander signing off for Lithcast.com. I'll see you at the next Lithcast, which will probably be pretty soon. All right, bye.